Welcome to episode 13 of Concise Game Reviews. I'm your host, Riley Cardelta. Today's review features Helldivers 2, developed by Arrowhead Game Studios and published by Sony Interactive Entertainment. If you want to play Helldivers 2, you'll need to play it via PC or PlayStation. The PC version is available on Steam, while the console version is only available on PS5. Please note that this review is based on the PC version. Regardless, let's get on with the show. Helldivers 2 is a third-person cooperative shooter that largely follows a similar structure to other co-op mission-based experiences. Your team of Helldivers is tasked with landing on a planet, completing a series of missions, and extracting before being overwhelmed by enemy forces. The previous Helldivers title was actually a top-down twin-stick shooter, but this game is much more similar in structure to something like Deep Rock Galactic or Warhammer 40k Darktide. The question we probably need to answer is what sets Helldivers 2 apart from the plethora of other co-op titles out there? In terms of tone, the game borrows heavily from the satire of Paul Verhoeven's version of Starship Troopers. To be fair, it's not the only influence here, but when it comes to cultural reference, it's hard to avoid a direct comparison to the 1997 film. Your Helldiver is tasked with defending Super Earth from hordes of alien bugs, robots, and other apparently evil entities, and how do you do this exactly? Land on a planet with your fellow Helldivers and deliver freedom via a wide variety of weapons and explosive airstrikes. The biggest strength of this game lies in its sheer variety of ways to deliver explosive payloads of democracy against the hordes of Super Earth's enemies. Your individual Helldiver is actually incredibly vulnerable. Even in the toughest armor, your soldier can only take a handful of hits, and many times just one, before being mowed down or blown up in hilarious fashion. Death often comes quick in Helldivers 2, especially when you get caught in a teammate's 500-kilogram bomb. But fear not, Helldiver, for a replacement soldier can be called down to defend freedom in a moment's notice. Similar to Starship Troopers and other satire-focused sci-fi, you quickly realize that you are very expendable. When it comes to the more technical details such as player control, visuals, and sound, Arrowhead has managed to deliver on almost every aspect. Player control, aiming, and movement is relatively heavy, for lack of a better term. This isn't Call of Duty, but it's all in service to the experience. Visually, Helldivers 2 is better looking than what I was expecting. The various planetary environments get the job done, with some procedural elements feeling a bit more polished than others. I also want to mention the UI during combat is simple and decluttered. As for sound, the developers have done a great job making sure you can feel the impact of airstrikes and other kinetic weapons. Unfortunately, the basic weapons tend to utilize relatively generic gun sounds and often feel a bit underwhelming, but it's arguably an acceptable weakness in a game this well done. In conclusion, I believe that Helldivers 2 is one of the best co-op experiences one can have in the current games market. The gameplay feels ripped right from a Hollywood movie, and it often pushes the player to the very edge between winning and losing. There are a variety of difficulty modes for players of all types, and the amount of content will keep players exploring the game for quite some time. Even if you don't have a gaming group to play with, or even prefer to go it alone, I highly recommend Helldivers 2. With that, this is Riley Cardelta, signing out.